Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This past week, we've had a lot of birds come to our bird feeder in our backyard. In addition to our regular visitors, we had some bluebirds, which we've never had before. And the woodpeckers seem to be coming a bit more frequently than usual, too. And we get excited when we see these new and special visitors. "Look," my daughter was calling out the other day, "there he is again. Look, something special, something unusual, something you want to see." That's the word Matthew uses when talking about the visit of the wise men. Our English translation used the word "behold," which is a good word, but somewhat lacking the excitement Matthew meant. It really would be better translated as "look, wise men from the east." Like my daughter, Matthew is telling us that with this word, there is something special here, something unusual, something you want to see, something you don't see every day. Perhaps we've lost that sense of specialness because we hear this story every year. The wise men have for us become regular visitors, not special ones. But what Isaiah and Paul and Matthew are screaming at us today is that God is doing something special here. Not only is God born in our flesh and blood, but he wants all people to see him this way. From Jewish shepherds to Gentile wise men to you and me today. The call goes out again. Look! Look at what God is doing. Here he is. And drawing all people to himself. Now, to be sure, there's a great amount of mystery in this story. We don't know how many wise men there were, or magi. Three is assumed that each one brought a gift, but there could have been more. We're not even sure what a magos was. Some have thought they were perhaps astronomers or astrologers, since they followed a star. Others think maybe magicians. We don't even know where they came from. Maybe Babylon. That would be where they perhaps heard about the king of the Jews from Daniel. But others think Persia or Arabia. We don't know whether they all came together, as we often think, or separately. We don't even know how long after Jesus was born that they arrived. But for all that we don't know, this we do know, beyond a shadow of a doubt. God wanted them there to see his Son, to see their Savior, to receive this gift from him. For that was the true gift given that day. Had there been no gold, no frankincense, and no myrrh, that gift would have been enough. For God does not need our gifts, but we need his. And the highest worship of God is to receive his gift. The highest worship of God is not to give something to Him or do something for Him, as people often think, but to receive from Him, to receive what He has come to give to you. That's what the wise men did. They fell down and worshiped Him. That's first gift received. Then they gave to Him their response. Gifts that paled in comparison to the gift that had been given to them. So look, Matthew is calling to you today. Look! God is giving and wants to give His gift to everyone. To Jew and Gentile, simple and wise, high and low. No one excluded. Which is a promise God had made all the way back in the time of Abraham. When He promised Abraham that one of his descendants would be the Savior. The one through whom all families of the earth would be blessed. And at that time, He told Abraham something else too. He said that Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Did you notice? Stars in the sky. So when the one descendant, unlike all the other descendants, appears, so too a star, unlike all the other stars, appears in the sky. Look, the promise has been fulfilled. Look, the promise has come. Or as Isaiah said, rise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. But the star wasn't enough. They needed the Word of God to teach them, to work in their hearts, for this gift wasn't wrapped like a king. It wasn't going to look as they thought. It wasn't going to be in Jerusalem, in a palace or a temple. It was in little, ordinary Bethlehem, in an ordinary house with ordinary parents. Had the Word not told them, perhaps they would have overlooked this ordinary-looking child, or even despised this pauper king. Instead, they received this extraordinary gift. They fell down and worshiped Him. Look! Look at that, Matthew says. The glory of God on earth hidden in this child. And so it will continue to be. People will want Him to be glorious and strong. But the glory of God will be rejected. He will flee for His life, will be hungry and thirsty, will be challenged and mocked, and then will be hung in humiliation on a cross. The glory of God will not look very glorious at all. But isn't that the point? That the one who has all glory, all power, all majesty, and who is over all things in heaven and on earth, becomes a child in weakness and poverty, puts Himself under the law, and serves. He comes in compassion, touching the untouchables, eating with the outcasts, loving the unloved, befriending the friendless, taking the sin of the world upon Himself, and then dying for the dead, that we who are dead in our trespasses and sins might be raised with him to a new life. That is his glory. Not to come and be glorious and all kingly and demand our worship, but to come and as our Savior give himself and his glory for us and to us, that we too might be glorious. You see, that's why we need Matthew's look, that we not overlook or despise the appearance, but see here something special, something unusual, something you want to see, that your God has come for you. Jesus is here, Emmanuel, God with us. And that's why we need John the Baptist's look. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that's why we need the look of God's Word today. That we see the glory of God coming for us today. Look at him in flesh and blood. In manger and on cross, in water and word, in bread and wine. This is his glory. For he is here in this house, giving himself for you. And the highest worship you can give him, like the wise men, is to receive these gifts from him. The Lord wants you here. Just as much as he wanted the wise men there, he wants you here. And how has he worked to do so? To bring you here, to receive his gifts, maybe not by a star, but what persons has he used? What events? What difficulties and tragedies? What joys and good things? But as with the wise men, all these things would not be enough without the Word. And the Spirit of God working through that Word. That you not despise the appearance of what you see here in this house. But know that the glory of the Lord is here for you. His glory hidden. That you not be afraid. That you not be afraid to come before the Lord of all creation and repent of your sins against him. And receive his forgiveness, his word, his washing, his body and blood. He is here humbly because he is here to forgive, to sanctify, to glorify. When he comes again in glory, it will be to judge. Now is not that time. Now is the time of gift. Now is the time for him to draw all people to himself, to receive his life, to fall down and worship him. Look. Something special, something unusual, something you want to receive. Now, for sure, after that, we give him our gifts. Not just the offerings we give here, our gold and frankincense and myrrh, but the gift of a life lived in faith and love. A life lived confident of our Father's love and our Savior's forgiveness. So, unafraid, we love and forgive and serve others in whatever callings you have. Those things often seem risky to us, even frightening. That's why at times we are hesitant to do them. It's easier to keep to yourself, Mind your own business. Live and let live. But Matthew's call today is look. Look at what your Lord has done for you. He did not keep to himself when you fell into sin. He did not mind his own business when you were afraid and in need. He did not live and let live when you were in darkness. Look, he came for you. And still he is coming for you. Just as he gave himself for you into death, so now he gives himself to you in his life. Look. Be filled with wonder at this. Look and be filled with joy. Look. And do not be afraid. Arise. Shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And his name is Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.